Very great. That's why you have great anakanda.
Veda, no matter what kind of feeling.
Great anakanda.
So sad is unpleasant feeling.
You asked about some feeling dosa sad. Too? Mm-hmm.
But one has to consider, is there benefit of sadness? Is there benefit? Of sadness? No use, just gone.
But it happens, it's painful.
No use. It hurts. Yeah. So your own kilesa hurts you, nobody else at all.
Asha, but when you open a book, like the first book of Abhidhamma, Dhamma Sanghani, and there starts like the Buddha says, the Dika is Kusala Dhamma, Kusala Dhamma, Abhyakata Dhamma. And that's so powerful for me because it doesn't concern itself in the teachings. It's just Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, Abhyakata Dhamma.
So, what is sadness?
Akusala Dhamma.
Right. Mm-hmm. It can arise only when there is its proper condition.
To arise.
From time to time, like other realities. But we take so importance to it. Mm-hmm. So it's vedana khanda.
And then we remember, like, sanya.
Just only in this life.
How can we help someone who is depressed and sad?
Understanding only.
Ajahn once told in the Dhamma talk on the recordings that the Buddha could help people the most because of his great accumulation of understanding. He developed by his own so many times understanding, so he was of the greatest assistance to all beings because of his own understanding.
And at those times of feeling sadness, any friendliness, any kindness at those times, or actually it's just thinking about oneself, right?
Yes.
So that's what we were talking about this morning. It's just clinging to oneself because there's no metta, no friendliness at all.
Ajahn, when we feel sad, it seems that we can change it, like going for a shop to buy a beer.
Not all the time. It will come again. It's the own akusala, remember that? Mm-hmm.
So it brings more sadness afterwards.
By ignorance.
By
ignorance.
Is that your joy? No?
The doctor says the same, but they don't mention ignorance.
Things keep on changing, never be the same. So feeling in previous life, sadness in previous life, is different moment, different object. And next life, sadness will have different object again. That's all. Only experiencing an object with different feeling. Not anyone at all. So when sadness arises, it's time to see it, to understand it as a reality. By then one can say, it's gone, because it cannot stay.
Because people
cannot last.
Now you know that the time
we can say it does not last now, but at moment of understanding a reality only, that one can say that it's gone, when it's gone. And at that moment, there can be the understanding of many realities, like there can be the understanding of memory. See?
Oh, I see.
Without memory, there cannot be such or certain sadness about such and such.
2 o'clock.
So one begins to see sanya as sanya, vedana as vedana. Otherwise, vedana is I, sanya is I. That's why before all the attachment or upadana of all these khanda can be eradicated, it needs the panya to repeat, keep on repeating, understanding object right now. Mm. you have new friend, Anya. Not your old friends, Loba and Ignorance. Yeah. It depends on whether you prefer what friend, what kind of friend.
By Aramano, by Sayabat.
Too much. Would you like to share some?
I'll have one.
Mm-hmm. It has its own taste. Mm-hmm. Different ones.
Each one has different.
Different reality.
Mm.
So what is the best thing when there is sadness?
To accept sadness.
Understanding it as a reality is so clear. Beyond imagination, if you think about sadness, it's not like when it arises and appears to you. So it depends on it appears to right understanding or appear to ignorance and clinging.
I was saying that perhaps for someone who has really very little interest in the teachings, but the help, perhaps it can be helpful to talk about the worldly conditions and how it's same for everyone, always going to be gain and loss and all these different worldly conditions, and that's how life is. So in the end, this has to just be accepting of what is conditioned now, and because people are so used to seeing the problem as being out there, they think the problem is the boss or the girlfriend or the situation, and not understand that the problem is the thinking, with aversion, the eklesa that arises at this moment. What is the cause of sadness?
Ignorance.
And attachment.
Attachment, yes.
It helps a lot to understand that it causes attachment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as Ajahn told before, because in just one moment of feeling this, I mean, like for me, I hear this, and you know, like Sarah said, this is helpful to see, but I mean, like. I like this like spontaneous thinking Dhamma, when you hear the Dhamma, whatever you hear, but it's Dhamma, then the mind goes to that. And it's not like particularities or that. Isn't the Ajahn like no choosing?
And what about Dhamma at moment of sadness? See, that's the meaning of forgetful.
Yeah.
So one can see the development of right understanding.
Any time at all.